Message number 914. At my second coming I will judge every person who remains alive on the earth at the time according to what they have done for the glory of God. Wednesday, September 18, 2013 at 17:08. My dearly beloved daughter, when I said that I would come again to judge the living and the dead, I meant just that. The first judgment must be fulfilled, and by this I mean that at my second coming I will judge every person who remains alive on the earth at the time according to what they have done for the glory of God. My judgment will be harsh, for my mercy will have by that stage already been poured over the earth. Those amongst you who remain defiant to the end through your rejection of me, although the truth will have been made known to you, will be cast away from me. You will never accept my mercy, no matter how I plead for your salvation. Your denial and hatred of me will bring you eternal suffering, and I will shed bitter and sorrowful tears for you. Oh, how you will crave the comfort of earth, though you wasted your time there in the wicked pursuit of sinful pleasures and power, and where you oppressed others. Earth will seem like a long-lost paradise when you scream for my help in the depths of darkness. Those amongst you who love me but whose souls have been blighted by sin must have no fear, for I will devour you with my mercy when you ask for it. All sinners will be saved once they redeem themselves in my eyes, no matter how grievous their sins are. The living who are in my favor will be lifted into my glorious paradise. They include every sinner, every creed, every race who have called out to me their Savior, the Son of Man, and all those who ask me to save them. I will raise the dead, those who have been purified in the depths of purgatory, as well as those who are awaiting patiently in heaven for the arrival of this great day. The rest will be banished. Your time on earth has been decided by my Father, and this day is still unknown to me, but I tell you this. You of this generation will be gathered and taken into my new paradise when heaven and earth will become one. You have been given the time to prepare, so use it for good measure, as you can have eternal life and share it with your loved ones. I now ask you to consecrate every loved one, your family, your friends, and your nations to me, so that I can cover them with the protection of my precious blood. Your Jesus.